Tom Carkelman, the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Cloudy, breezy, chance for showers, maybe thunderstorms. High near 80 degrees. 73 at this hour in Kenosha, 69 in Burlington, 74 Milwaukee, it's 71 in Racine. Western Wisconsin, specifically La Crosse County, got hammered by rain overnight to the point it's caused significant flooding problems. That according to AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams.
It occurred from about 11 p.m. till 5 a.m. mostly, and in that length of time, an average of 9/10 of an inch of rain fell. Some places got even double that. But even 9/10 of an inch of rain in a five-hour period is like getting a 9-inch snowstorm in that length of time.
Same storm system, he said, coming this way. Southeast Wisconsinites, be prepared. You may get wet, though maybe not as bad.
And it extends down all the way past Peoria. So unless it just totally vanishes in the next few hours, which seems unlikely, it will be crossing the area during the mid to late morning hours into the early mid-afternoon. And some of the rain can be heavy enough to cause some street flooding, ponding, that kind of thing.
Western Wisconsin weather reports include a number of roads damaged, underwater, travel not advised, at least temporarily in several areas. First responders also having to rescue people from vehicles they drove into standing water. Speaking of water, the Racine County Sheriff's Department had its water patrol boat out on Lake Michigan, where a woman was reported fighting the current not far from Kerry Hogle Park while hanging onto a small tube of styrofoam. But she didn't want any help, according to reports. The woman indicated to deputies that she wanted to swim from the shoreline to the breakwater and back. Fire department also sent to the scene just in case help was needed, but apparently left without so much as unpacking a Band-Aid. Water Patrol Sergeant Dan Hogan pointing out that styrofoam that the woman was holding onto, not the best recommendation for a flotation device, especially in choppy water on that big lake. Well, if the Milwaukee Bucks decide on Racine as the home for its planned developmental league team, a new 3,800-seat, $40 million multi-use event center could be created on the former Wisconsin Electric site along the lakefront, a venue that could also house a minor league hockey team to go with a 7-story hotel and a restaurant. At the Racine County Board meeting last night, a presentation on a study by Rick Kozubek with a consulting firm of International Coliseums. Well, his presentation included original discussion, he said, about just a hotel project downtown and what kind of seasonal attractions were a possibility.
When you bring people into a location and spending occurs, that spurs people to think maybe we could build a restaurant, we could open up a retail shop, we could do something. We anticipated the attendance to be approximately 300,000 visitors a year. I believe the study that was completed has that number fluctuating around 260,000 to 270,000 a year, but still a fair number of people coming to a downtown location.
He also pointed out that if the event facility happens with a private hotel and the restaurant, planning would have to include maintaining and updating the facility.
Things change and we've got to stay up with them, but you know, in most operations today, you're building a capital replacement schedule based on some history, and it says, okay, we've got to have a reserve of X number of $100,000 by year 5. We need a $500,000 by year 7. We need $1 million in that reserve by this period. So that you're constantly keeping the building up, because if it deteriorates, then performance will deteriorate. And then teams will leave, but fans won't come either.
The Racine County Board's Executive Committee going to be hearing a pitch from the city of Racine about financially joining the effort next Tuesday evening. 2 weeks of intense community debate over the name chosen for the new stadium at Bradford High School in Kenosha. Olin Arrington Jr.'s son talking to the school board last night, saying the family doesn't want his name connected with the facility, that his father would not have liked to have seen what's happened since the board rejected an ad hoc committee's recommendation and went 3-2 to name the stadium for him. Board President Tamara Coleman said she decided to ask her colleagues to rescind the decision after she heard from the community.
It's pretty clear to me after hearing from my community that they'd prefer something different. And I've always been a servant leader. I've always served my community first. I've always listened to my community. I appreciate their feedback when they give it. And so I heard from my community, and I immediately asked for a rescinding of the motion.
Board member Rebecca Stevens said she heard from a lot of people, too, about changing her vote, felt strongly, though, about her decision to support the Arrington name. She was the only one to vote against naming the stadium Mary D. Bradford Stadium. Racine Unified School District to dedicate the second of three large construction projects, a 5 p.m. ceremony in Caledonia, the new Olympia Brown School on 5.5 mile road. Public's invited to come see what their tax dollars created and which replaces the lakefront site. The new OB, as it's called, will be the science-focused school, students getting hands-on learning and experience and better preparing them for careers in the future. Olympia Brown's dedication follows the one for the new Knapp School last week. The Gifford School Edition ceremony is a week from today. That'll create a K-8 campus. And State Representative Corey Mason of Racine says Governor Walker continues to offer, in his words, window dressing that fails to provide real relief to student loan borrowers, while hundreds of thousands of Wisconsin families are being crushed by the weight of that debt. Mason says Republicans repeatedly refused to take any action on the higher ed lower debt bill in the last legislative session. He maintains it offered real relief through tax cuts and refinancing student borrowers paying off their debt, even decades after their education concluded. Police in Kenosha investigating an early morning shooting incident that occurred in the 2200 block of 57th Street. Officers and paramedics dispatched just after 12:30 a.m. found the victim with a through-and-through wound to the leg. That person taken to the hospital. Police gathered information on what happened and who may have done it. The black vehicle with LED taillights mentioned as possibly being involved. Over the past month and a half, Mount Pleasant police have investigated four burglaries in the same general area, and Racine police are looking into some others that happened nearby in the city portion that borders the village. The area in Mount Pleasant, centered on Lathrop Avenue, south of Taylor Avenue, generally between Meacham Road and the bike path. Police say the suspects force entry through the front door, the garage service door, or a window. Residents again being told to make sure they lock their homes and their vehicles and remain vigilant when it comes to going from their homes and going to and from their homes. And they suggested you leave the outside lights on overnight instead of turning them off, say, when you go to sleep. Anybody who sees suspicious activity, call 911. Racine County Board, one exception, backs the move of County Executive Jonathan Delagrave to cover the cost of hauling that used concrete up from Waukegan's airport and a project down there to Mount Pleasant for use by the Bluff Erosion homeowners to help slow that problem on the lakeshore. Delagrave saying the cost less than expected. It will also protect roads and nearby infrastructure in Lake Park. Supervisor Janet Bernberg, like in committee, spoke out against the county paying for something she feels that ought to be Mount Pleasant's responsibility, if anything.
I think it was great that the county executive found the concrete, but I really do not think it's the county's responsibility to step in where it is the homeowner's responsibility to look out for the shoreline over the years. Okay, there are people, and actually it'll be my constituents, that live farther north and have put in thousands and thousands of dollars. And in addition, it is in Mount Pleasant in Caledonia.
Supervisor Bernberg did not support paying for the concrete all, but did back the use of requested contingency fund dollars for doing economic support studies, including the downtown Racine Arena project, among them. One-time Racine County Board Supervisor and Board Chairman Richard LaFave is being remembered after his passing recently in Eau Claire at the age of 89. LaFave also, during his lifetime, a 22-year employee of Racine Unified. Essie Johnson donates another 80,000 bottles of Deep Woods Off to the American Red Cross for continued aid in emergency operations nationwide. Supplies of the Off repellent from an earlier donation in July, currently being handed out at the disaster sites, including those with the flooding in Louisiana and Mississippi. And this coming weekend, take note, a concentrated part of Kenosha's lakefront is going to smell like barbecue. Sixth annual grill games from mid-afternoon Friday till late that night and all day Saturday. On WRJN's Community Conversation, Kenosha Chamber of Commerce Director Lou Molitor says it's going to be a lot of different types of barbecue for thousands of people who will attend.
It's a free event to the public. Events going on from 3 o'clock on Friday until 11, and then also from 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday until 11 at night. Highlighted by the Kansas City Barbecue Competition. We have 39 teams registered this year, and they're competing in four meat categories.
He says there's also a dessert competition, also something that's called Anything Goes. AM 1400 WRJN and our sister station 92 on the Shore among the sponsors of Grill Games, again Friday evening and all day Saturday on Kenosha's lakefront. WRJN newscasts, they are in podcast form. They're on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.